welcome to episode 26 of the Low Carb Universe Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hi, Hannah, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Bitte. How are you?
I'm just marvelous.
You are again in a beautiful surrounding, but not the same beautiful surrounding.
No, I had to change my plan, so I came back to Sweden a week early, and I'm very happy for that, because when I came home, we had no electricity in the house. Jeez. And the fridge, the thermometer said it was 20 degrees plus Celsius.
In the fridge?
In the fridge. So Sunday night, I had to empty, in the dark, I had to empty my my fridge. And
Oh, that sounds like a mess.
So it was luck. I'm lucky that I got home.
Because yes.
If I'd been a week more, we would have had a really, I think we would have been forced to buy a new fridge.
Yes, or a new house, alternatively.
But you are going to Mallorca, so we will still have someone reporting from there.
We will have a local reporter in Mallorca this week. This is true.
That is not what we're talking about today.
Today
we're talking about severe side effects of Boeing low carbon keto.
I can't even take you seriously. But yes, this is what we're talking about.
It's looking so very serious. Yeah.
When you go low carbon keto, you just think it's about the food, and you think it is, you know, and just losing the potatoes and the carbs and the sugars and all that yunky stuff. But it is so much more.
So much more.
It does develop. It like takes on this like whole life of its own. And it's like.
Yes. So for me, it was like I was starting to look at what the quality of the food. Just not that I had bacon. I wanted organic bacon with no shit in it.
Yeah.
And then it totally exploded.
Yes.
Because when you start thinking what you're putting on and inside, and then you start looking around yourself to see what things you are using in your daily life that could be not so good.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So did you, when did you have this epiphany about other things not having to do with the food?
I think it's all come very gradually because also my transition into keto was very gradual. So all the other side things for living a cleaner life has come really gradually. But yeah, I would consider myself quite clean living. Of course I can't do it 100%, because I'm, you know, getting artificial insulin at all times. It's not organic, it's not, you know, organically grown or anything. This is made in a lab out of plastics and stuff. So besides that, it is I think I make quite good choices. Maybe
examples.
Yeah, of course, things like, you know, trying to cut down on plastic as much as I can. Mm. Having glass containers. I have these like mason jars for everything, just because they're A, cute, and B, they don't have any plastic at all. So that's really nice, because most of the like glass containers where you store food in and stuff, they still have a plastic lid.
Yeah.
And that just... defies the whole point. And then also, for example, trying to use public transport more, because that really works in this country where I live, and or walking places, and not maybe take the car all the time, although it's very much more convenient. Things like saving electricity. I make sure that lights are out and, you know, not, the windows aren't open if it's cold outside and stuff. If it's warm outside, then, you know, trying to conserve that energy too. Yeah, trying to not like waste resources as much as I used to do. And then, of course, product choices. But you, I know, have a great array of things in front of you.
I have a pedagogic personality sometimes. So, I collected some stuff.
Yes.
I've been trying out for the last couple of years. You know, plastic wrap?
Yeah.
Yeah. You use a lot. because you wrap it around leftovers and whatever. So I had to try the beast wrap.
Yeah, I have those too.
Yes, it's like a cotton fabric, and it's dipped in bees wax.
Wax, yeah.
Yeah, and
it's very handy.
Yeah, it's perfect for cheese.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, because they come in different sizes, and I wrap my cheese in these because it's just super.
My one problem with those though, how do you clean them, like properly?
With a mild soap.
Okay.
Or something, and just on, so.
Okay.
And I also, before buying that one, I fell for that silicone wrap.
Yes.
It's made of silicone. It's not organic in that way, but I had to try it.
Yeah.
This one, you might recognize, and they are totally useless because you can't get them to stuck on the thingy you put them. So I got several sizes of this as well, and it's just never mind. Then I IKEA in Sweden, I think that like 97% of the Swedish population has been buying their food boxes and so have I throughout the years, and it's like a plastic container with a plastic lid. And when you use it in the microwave, it starts to get inside. It's like, gunky. I don't know, like the plastic is resolving or something. And when my oldest daughter lived at home, she always took leftovers to work for lunch. And she had those. And I thought, no, she can't be eating out of those. So I bought her glass container boxes instead, with a plastic lid, but but now she has moved away and took all the boxes with her.
Oh no,
I found these.
What are those?
Those are for like leftovers and food containers. Got them in two different sizes, and they make me happy color. And they are made of bamboo.
Bamboo, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yes, and I used them several times, and I washed them in the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And it actually also, I had tomato sauce left over in this container, and I thought, it usually
it leaves a lot of staining.
Nothing.
Nice.
It doesn't suck it in. And it has a plastic lid, but
you can use your bees wrap for that.
I can do that. Yeah, but this is more airtight. I'm not a huge water drinker during daytime, but at night I drink about a liter or liter and a half. And I've been doing that from like a sports
bottle
in plastic. And I thought, what am I doing with this year out, doing this water drinking from plastic shit? So I went metallic instead.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Those are super. And they keep everything cold or warm.
Yeah. So this is really great. The only thing is, this is plastic, of course.
Yeah.
And it's not like so ergonomic. Like, you can do like this and look pretty posh.
Pretty cool. Yeah, totally cool.
And when it comes to recycling, we are more and more keen on doing it the right way.
Yeah, I even bought in this country, Switzerland is very into recycling, and even you can get special bags for your compost. So every house has a communal compost bin. So I've actually started doing that as well. So I bought the compost bags and, put all my food leftovers in there and flowers when they die and stuff like that. And then I just go to the little compost thing and I'm like, oh, I feel good.
I feel good. Yeah.
And then, of course, recycling glass and metal and paper and boxes and stuff.
Yeah. Hard paper. Same thing here. And I know that the city I'm living in, they're offering those each household has a special bin for organic waste.
Yeah.
But I'm so ashamed to say that we didn't go there because we don't quite understand how it works.
No, so they come like, no, if they make it too complex as well.
Yeah, I don't know. And actually, one good thing with going keto and low carb is that I don't think we have that much food waste
nowadays. No, that's true. That's true.
It's less, actually, because you don't have any old bread or like that, so you have to throw away.
And also because the food is so much yummier, you just eat it all. And also because you need less food because the food is more nutritious, yes. You don't buy as much food in the first place.
Yeah. I'm home alone this week, and I'm doing...
Cue the Home Alone music.
Home Alone. And I actually... When I went shopping yesterday for the week, I just bought meat, chicken, egg, and butter.
Yes, it's a good investment.
I'm doing carnivore just for 1 week, just to try it out.
That's awesome. I can't wait to hear what you think.
Yes, and I feel great. It's been like 1.5 days, so I can't tell you. But the thing is that the shopping is so much quicker and easier. And the cooking, 10 minutes, and you're ready. And I had minced meat yesterday. I just fried it in butter, and I ate it for lunch like at 11:30 in the morning. And then I was supposed to have dinner, and I felt I was still so full.
Yeah.
At like 6, 7. But I thought, oh, I don't want to wake up hungry, so I had to do something. So this is very interesting.
No, it's a cool result. Yeah, already after 1.5 days, that's amazing.
Yeah, but I really, my big concern is that in a couple of days, I really want to put my teeth in a big cabbage or something. Cauliflower and love, and we'll be dreaming about spinach.
Yeah.
But only for a week, so.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
That will do just trying it out.
Yeah. So what about other side effects of keto? Like, you know, normal people, normal people can't really keep up with you, for example.
Exactly.
Because you're like a Duracell bunny and you cannot stop. You have so much energy.
It's
a problem.
It's a problem. It's a luxury problem.
Actually, it's probably more a problem for the sugar eating people than for us. But, you know.
I actually think we're talking about this. I read an article today in one of the largest morning papers in Sweden about a scientific report that was about hangry.
Yeah.
You know, being hangry.
Yeah.
And they said that, it doesn't, they would love to give people tools to understand why they get hangry and things like that. And I'm like, you bloody morons.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's true. So they say, yeah, and some people, of course, could be influenced by low blood sugar. No. So, no. And yesterday I read another article that said that diet...
You need to stop reading.
No, but I gotta tell you this. It was about dieting and using your body.
Movement. Yeah.
And one smart scientist said that, no, that doesn't help. Having problems eating the proper stuff and eating just enough.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with diet. It has to do with the psychological things. And of course, there are always different cases and it's very individual. But the first thing you do, change your diet.
Yeah, isn't that...
Well, they haven't got a clue about the hormones and the things, how the body works. We don't need to learn anything more about nutrition.
Yeah.
Like, what are they talking about? And we are sitting here on the answer.
Exactly.
They would listen to us. We need to rule the world.
We already rule the world, Bitte, just our own very small world.
We rule the universe.
We will rule the universe. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about, like, also, you know, I know you have this problem sometimes, definitely in comparison to me, but what about like, you need less sleep. Yes. So your mornings actually get kind of lonely because no one's up.
I can wake up at about 4:30 and I'm okay.
You are not human.
Yeah, I think, yeah, maybe not. I'm a Uberman. No, but I've always been very energetic in the mornings. I mean, no problems going out of bed or so. But this is ridiculous. But it's been like this for a while now. So yeah, and the funny thing is that I've been very tired in the evenings.
Yeah.
Earlier. But now I'm like, but it could be the fact that I'm alone now as well.
Yeah, probably.
To sit up with Netflix.
Your new passion, Netflix.
Netflix.
Welcome to the party. You're a little bit late.
You can watch whatever you want.
I know.
You don't have to take any thinking about your family or something.
Oh, that is hilarious. Yeah, so you have quite a few lonely mornings.
Yeah, I got it. But I love them. Because I go up and then I start up Facebook to see what's been happening overnight. Because we have customers all over the world. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this actually works out in our total favor when we actually have the event as well, because yes. You take the morning shift with the morning people and I will take the evening shift with the evening people. So and we actually complement each other very well.
We do. It's a match made in heaven.
It is. Again, in this aspect too.
And I'm not a party girl. I party for like 2 hours and 10:30. I sneak away because I need my sleep.
So. Well, yeah, if you get up at 4, definitely.
Yeah.
The fact that you get healthier, you don't have these like, or you don't fall victim to the common cold and stuff like that as often when you are on keto or low carb as you do with carbage. And of course, this plays out really badly for the pharmaceutical industry because we are clearly not as big customers as we used to be.
Their revenue is like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do notice that because then they, this is my personal theory, but then they, you know, fund research like the one you were talking about right now, where, you know, oh, this and this is not good. And, oh, no, but we don't need to look at nutrition. Look at my new fancy drug. It's so pretty. It's like pink and glittery. And it, like, will save your life. So, yeah.
I just get tired.
Me too.
Due to us being low carbers and healthy, and more of us are getting into this way of eating.
Yeah.
So we will get people unemployed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's true. And also the other way around, becoming more and more aware. You were saying something earlier today about a certain company in Sweden going bankrupt.
Yes. It's a happy day. I am so happy to announce that Dunkin' Donuts is bankrupt.
In Sweden.
In Sweden. They came to Sweden about 4 years ago, and we were like, no, what are you doing? But now we had this news today, and they had plans. I think they had like 4 or 5 shops in Sweden, and the plans had been to open 30 or 40.
Wow. And what an epic fail.
And I feel like I love the Swedes. I think that they... understand that this kind of culture isn't something we need in Sweden.
I think the Swedes are the most one of the most sugar aware people in the world, which we've been talking about many times on this podcast and or this show nowadays, because you can watch it on YouTube as well. Ding,
ding. Yeah, and you have to do it this time, watch it on YouTube to see what I'm showing you.
Yes.
Yeah, smart thinking.
Smart thinking. But yes, I think, as we've been saying, that the Swedes actually have a lot of a clue. They might not be all the way there, but, you know, they're on their way. And I think that's really good. They can distinguish, you know, what are carbs, where is their added sugar and stuff like that. But they might not make the smartest choices. And of course, then marketing catches up with them. And then marketing starts, you know, calling sugar something else of the 50, 60,000 names there are for sugar and stuff like that. So they start confusing on the other end, which is mean.
It's really, really nasty.
Yeah.
Doing that.
One little note that has nothing to do with the awesomeness of keto, actually it does. It exactly has something to do with the awesomeness of keto, but in another way, not because you become a better person. Actually, that's false too. You do become a better person. But what I wanted to say was that we fill up the rooms as you book them for LCU 18. So the first ones to book will get the ocean front rooms where you can beautifully hear the ocean, see the ocean, breathe in the ocean. And then the ones who maybe decide a little bit later will get the equally beautiful garden rooms. But that ocean, though, the ocean view. And as we keep on saying every time we talk about this, just the fact that you get rocked to sleep to the sound of the ocean, sound of the waves, like rolling in, and you're like, drifting off to sleep. And then you wake up, you're like, this is beautiful. And you have this restful, beautiful sleep because you have these, the sound of the ocean the whole night.
And the fresh
so book.
Yeah, book now.
Book now. So you make sure you get an ocean view room.
Yeah. You need that.
Yes, in your life.
In your life. So, and we need you in our lives.
Yes,
we'd love to see you in Majorca.
Yeah, we'd love to give you a big, big, big hug when we welcome you to Majorca.
We are very huggable. Yeah.
We are. And we come, I think we become extra huggable that week. We should probably not say that to scare people off, but still.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. If you don't want to hug, we won't hug you.
It's okay. You can wear a sign. No hugs.
No hugs, sir. No, don't come close to me.
Thank you for a beautiful episode 26 of the Low Carb Universe Show, Bitte. I hope you have a wonderful time in your loneliness at home. And I will see you next week.
Yes.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.